Does this give you any concern already starting 0-1 with the rest of the teams pulling out a win? You know, Las Vegas beat Carolina. Kansas City obviously beat Houston. And Los Angeles beat Cincinnati. Do you guys have any concern right now?
I'm going to say no in the sense of it's still early. Mm-hmm. Now, later on today, I'll state, is the season already over here in the next show? But there's really nothing to be too concerned about right now. Obviously, the offense is young. They finally got some an opponent other than themselves. The defense needs some improvement. I mean, not having Vaughn there does hurt. But, yeah. You know, who's that corner that just went out with that injury? He came.
For Denver.
Yeah. What's his name?
Ojemudia. Bryce Callahan.
I'm looking. AJ Boye.
AJ Boye. That's right. Okay. My bad.
You know, once he gets healthy, that'll definitely help. It's just all about just seeing what you can do when you actually play them in person. So when you do play Oakland, you know, beat Oakland. And I know that sounds kind of basic and simple and easy, but take advantage
when you play them in person. Are you in any concern? Here we go, soundbite.
That's my answer.
Do they beat the Steelers this week before we get out of the segment, guys?
I think they do.
Do the Broncos beat the Steelers?
Yeah, Caleb? I think they have a good shot at it, especially if they fix those little minor things. I think they have a really good shot at it.
Sam?
I don't know. I mean, the steel curtain
is
Ben's
back
this year, but I don't know if the Broncos offense has the firepower.
Listen.
And I watched Ben Roethlisberger drive down on a 2-minute drive, and he looked like old Ben
tearing
at
up
an old age.
Tearing up rookie corners, and that's
just
all Denver's got.
I don't know if our defense can hold up. So I'm going to say that the Steelers are probably going to snag this one.
Awesome. That's it, guys. We will be back here in just a moment on Inside the Huddle on GoMileHigh.com, a part of the Beat On Air Network.
If it's great radio you're looking for, then you're in the right place. Because at GoMileHigh.com, we have tons of shows discussing sports, news, politics, entertainment, community affairs, and much, much more.
Awesome! Tons of awesome!
And don't forget, if you miss out on one of your favorite shows, you can always access our archived episodes at GoMileHigh.com on your own time.
If I'm here and you're here, doesn't that make it our time?
I'm working two jobs, and my husband works too. My kids go to school with your kids. I'm one out of every six Americans, and my family is struggling with hunger. I believe in this country, but it's hard to believe so.
Welcome to the Ultimate Football Talk Show, right here on GoMileHigh.com. You're now listening to Shaggy and Squirrel, and this is Inside the Huddle.
Wilson wants it all. Deep ball. Metcalf got it. Touchdown, Seattle. On fourth.
Second down, the pitch to McCaffrey. McCaffrey to the end zone for the touchdown.
Here's Hines again. Hines breaking a tackle, and he is in for the Indianapolis touchdown.
Carter faked the handoff. Jackson throws. Oh, what a grab. Touchdown, Mark Andrews.
And goal at the one, and Swift scores his first NFL touchdown.
This time, Gordon able to get there. Touchdown, Melvin Gordon. Welcome to Denver.
And welcome in, ladies and gentlemen, to Inside the Huddle on GoMileHigh.com and part of the Beat
On Air Network. I got my main men there, Alex and Mr. Roddy. How are you guys doing today?
Real good, real good.
Oh, man, extra fantastic. How about that?
I'm glad to hear that from you guys today. I am excited to be here with you and get some stuff going today. You guys want to jump right into the headlines?
Let's do it. Football or basketball? I know we talk a lot about football here.
I'm watching basketball tonight. I don't know. I'm sorry.
Things going on in sports today that will make your brain fall out of your skull. Because I've got nothing here. You're giving me baseball and hockey, and I got my keister blowing in the wind.
It's sports.
All around the clock. Sports all the time.
That's the concept of the news.
Oh, that's never going to work. That's ridiculous.
So, what do you guys have today on some headlines? I'll start with you, Becker.
All right. So, we got the Thursday night game, and we'll get to that. Roddy, we'll jump on that. But I want to talk about the turf at MetLife Stadium. There was an investigation or an inspection of the turf after multiple 49ers players claimed last Sunday that it was the cause of their knee and ankle injuries, you know, a whole host of them going down. They said the turf was too sticky. Of course, they play again on that same exact field this Sunday against the Giants. The field looks okay, though, according to the NFL. We'll see if, you know, the more players go down on knee injuries. But as of right now, NFL says it's good to go. So what are your thoughts on this MetLife turf?
I'll tell you right now, dude, it's a little ridiculous that, you know, stuff like this even happens. Like, how does this even get, you know, to the point of where it's at? You know, I think
they had 10 starters go down on Sunday.
Really? Yeah. Like, from the punctured lung to a field that can't even hold players. Like, what's going on?
Yeah, they put in new turf in the offseason. All new turf surface. The first game they played on it was the Monday night game against the Steelers against the Giants. So really the second game was the 49ers Jets game last Sunday. And that's when everything went down. Kyle Shanahan said half his team came up to him and said the turf was too sticky. So clearly an issue there. You know, all these things wouldn't happen unless there was something up.
And that's why it's still my lock of the week. The Giants are going to win that game. I mean, against the 49ers, they got to go back on that turf. And they're still a four-point underdog under the turf. The Giants are a four-point underdog. And they're playing against a handicapped 49ers team. They're down 10 players easy.
Yeah, I think Garoppolo's still a question mark whether he's going to go or not. But, yeah, losing a couple guys to ACLs, Bosa, Solomon Thomas. Jerick McKinnon's going to be out. Tevin Coleman's out. You know, who's going to suit up for him? This is a team that went to the Super Bowl last year with a great coach. Can they still beat the Giants? Roddy says no.
Yeah, I hear Roddy is a lock on the
lock.
Giants.
Bro. I am like, putting lock. I'm putting all my 50 cents down on that. Oh, my! All my lunch money down on that one. I'm going to make some money on that. I got the Giants. I mean, it's just that field. I mean, you think the 49ers with all those injuries to their key players are going to come in strong?
You know. I wouldn't bet against the 49ers and bet for the New York Giants just because the New York Giants first-year head coach. But if they're playing with a practice squad team, then, you know, my thinking might sway a little bit.
Practice squad.
Yeah, I don't know who's going to suit up for them starters are down.
Yeah, honestly, who's throwing the football for the 49ers?
I put an application in. I did.
Well,
application in for the 49ers.
You think you got what it takes? Throw a football in the NFL?
No, I just want the paycheck. I just want that one day paycheck.
Hey, third stringers get paid good, bro. Yeah,
I think they should just run the ball on every single play, much like the NFC Championship game last year against Green Bay, where Garoppolo threw the ball like 8 times and they gashed the Packers.
Well, yeah. I mean, yeah, Raheem Mostert ran for 245 or whatever it was.
They didn't even need to throw the football.
Right. I seen the Vikings signed veteran. Linebacker Davis.
Anthony Barr went down.
Anthony Barr went down as all the injuries.
pile up.
Man,
big news tonight.
Don't
miss the preseason. Top wide receiver for Minshew is not playing. DJ Shark will miss the game tonight.
Ooh, that's
oh
big.
My goodness!
The Dolphins. Yeah,
I got to change my fantasy football lineup, bro.
You have DJ Shark?
I have DJ Shark. I have to give him. I guess I'm going to go with Chenault now. I like that kid and now. He's going to be the go-to guy now.
The biggest news of the day, I think, you know, as a big Florida guy, Mr. Robert Kraft has busted all the charges.
Oh, man.
He has not been charged on anything for his mischievous acts down in Miami. What do you guys think about that?
He's a billionaire, right? He's a billionaire.
That's how it works.
And, I mean, I guess he's penny pinching. I mean, it's really bad. How did you get caught in Florida, you know, at a massage parlor out of all places, and you a billionaire? I mean, it's just crazy.
Isn't he married?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah.
I
want to ask you guys this. I just found this out a few weeks ago. Did you know Robert Kraft is the main shareholder of Kraft Mac and Cheese? Did you know his company makes that?
That's how we got the
bro,
big.
I love Kraft Mac and Cheese, bro.
Kraft Mac and Cheese.
But I hate the Patriots.
So the case couldn't go forward after the courts blocked the use of the video that allegedly showed him paying the massage parlor for sex. Mm-hmm. Wow. I mean, yeah, what a finesse move.
I mean, be honest with you, did you really want to see that video?
I didn't, but I would like to see Bob Kraft.
That's something I don't want to say. Like, I don't think it's going to be in the Google search history here that's close by.
from sources, yikes. AJ Green says he is getting confident and healthy. And
he needs to do
we
something.
We talked about this, and we're going to get into it a little bit.
He looks nice.
We talked about this yesterday, and we got into it a little bit. I think Joe Burrow is having himself a year so far.
Oh, yeah, he is,
you
definitely.
Know? And I think as we talked about yesterday, he's going to get his first win this weekend.
I do. Against Philly.
Because they're on the down. It looks like Miles Sanders is about the only thing that's even doing anything there. You know, Carson Wentz isn't doing much.
I'm not trusting Carson.
So I think that this would be a very good opportunity for, you know, Joe Burrow to snag his first win of the season.
If he plays the same way as he did against the Browns.
He throws 363 and three tutties. Yeah.
Yeah, 61 attempts.
Yeah.
As a rookie.
Yeah.
If he does anything similar like he did last Thursday with the against the Browns, he's definitely gonna like tear it up against Philly. I see that no bars.
Yeah, it seems like he's learning to get rid of the ball quickly. Week one, he took a beating against the Chargers. Of course, the NFL pass rush is a whole lot different than what he faced at LSU. So, but his arm talent and his ability to think quickly and hit his receivers, you see the talent. He's going to be a good player for a long time.
Yeah, the receivers start catching.
Last little bit of headlines before we take a break here and jump into our sports in a Thursday night football. Dak Prescott and Hayden Hurst have joined in arms in a suicide prevention, task force, as you would say, for NFL players.
That's special.
Yeah, no, that's
special.
That's something special. It's something to be proud of. It's something to be. I would love to be, you know, part of something like that.
Oh yeah, I think the video came out on Tuesday.
Yeah, and the soundbite, everything, and just even after that loss, I mean, after Atlanta just be that disgusting loss that they just choke job of the century. It was like a classy moment to see like Hayden Hurst just go by and just give that talk to Dak Prescott and just be like, hey, you know, talk about this very sensitive issue. Me, especially, you know, being in the military, you know, we have like the 21 suicides a day, and I've done that challenge with the 21 push-ups. That hits home personally for me, and that's a very class act for, you know, both teams, both sides. I'm a Cowboy hater. But that's a very classy act.
That's a big list to be on, so it's okay.
Yeah.
I want to thank you for your service, though, by the way, sir.
My pleasure.
We're going to take a quick break here, guys. And on the other side of the break, we are going to be talking about Thursday Night Football, which is big tonight. Jacksonville and Miami.
Fitzmagic!
After the break, guys.
Yeah, Battle of the Beard. First
Inside
mustache.
The Huddle on GoMileHigh.com, a part of the On Air Network.
Do taking a trip over to Tibet, you know, see the sights, climb a hill or two. But I remember, oh man, I got one guy out here who I actually know. So I give an old ringy dingy to the Lama.
What?
You know, the Dalai Lama, his laminescence, flowing robes, grace, bald, striking, really. I says to the Lama, hey, you remember that round I caddied for you down in Shangri-La? Well, apparently some station out in Lakewood taped the whole thing.
Oh.
See, the Lama's a big hitter. Nailed two eagles in a row that day. Well, he says, what station could have possibly gotten all the way out to my sacred holy lands, the Shangri? I says it was none other than GoMileHigh.com, Lama.
Uh-huh.
They got the best sports coverage in the state. The Lama actually tips me this time, 2-1. So he pretty much stiffed me again. But I got him hooked on GoMileHigh.com. So I got that going for me, which is nice.
That's great.
GoMileHigh.com.
Every day, across this country, hundreds of college radio stations take to the air, broadcasting music and programming that you won't hear anywhere else.
It's one of the last places where people can really be able to actually say what they want to say.
Without it, you wouldn't have a place for local artists to perform. Certain people need to have a chance, a fighting chance, and college radio is that place for it.
College radio changes the lives of those who are involved with it and can change those who listen to it too.
This is where we start out, you know? From getting all this great experience working in college radio, it makes you want to work in real radio.
College radio means finding yourself. It helped me find what I wanted to do in not only school, but in life.
So support college radio by continuing to listen to this station and supporting the students who make it happen. College radio, now, more than ever. A message brought to you by this station and the College Radio Foundation. For more information, please visit collegeradio.org.
What does it take to be on air? It's not just the personality, though it does help. It takes drive, creativity, passion, and the willingness to develop yourself and truly find what makes you special. At Go Mile High, students are given this chance to become something great. You never know. Someone you're hearing right now could be the next big thing, and you could be the first to know how it all started. So keep listening, because you never know what's next on GoMileHigh.com.
Hey, Colorado sports fans, you're listening to GoMileHigh.com, a student-operated station live from the Colorado Media School Studios here in Belmar, giving you a different perspective on all things current.
Stop torturing yourself, man! Live in the now!
So stay tuned to see what's coming up next on GoMileHigh.com, Colorado's sports lifestyle.
Showing!
We are back, ladies and gentlemen, here on Inside the Huddle on GoMileHigh.com, part of the Be On Air Network. I am your main man, Squirrel, today, and boy, we got a lot of stuff to get to today, guys. I want to talk about some things that are going to be happening tonight on Thursday Night Football.
Woo! It's magic!
The Dolphins versus the Jags. Matchup of the week, huh?
Oh, man, it's a Florida battle. It's the mustache versus the beard. There's all kinds of facial hair beef between Fitz and Minshew. So I can't wait for this one.
Definitely. I see this one going to be, I mean, like you said, the battle of the hairstyles right here. Minshew Mania versus Fitz Magic. I just love saying that. I'm not a fan, but I just love saying his name. But he does have some teams. I'm not a fan, but there are some scrappy teams. They're the two scrappy teams.
Is it the beard or the mustache tonight?
I'm saying it's the stash, man. The stash. Minshew Mania. I think he's going to pull out some Chuck Norris moves.
Chuck Norris moves, Becker?
Man, I think the beard is cooler. I think guys that grow mustaches have patchy sides. So that's all I'm going to say about that.
I was about to say, are you going to credit Fitzmagic for those quotes there?
Fitzmagic?
Well, he said that yesterday, did he not?
He did. Yeah, he said that.
The guys who grow mustaches have patchy
sides.
Patchy sides. Well, I can tell you what's patchy is his throwing ability. That's what's patchy. Listen, he is in a realm of, like, Jameis. You throw four TDs, you throw four picks, you still lose a game. You see what I'm saying? Like, last year when Fitzmagic, well, he was at Miami all last year, and then he was in Tampa the year before with
Jameis.
Oh, with Deshaun, and he's putting on Deshaun Jackson's tracksuit, and he's killing it at the start of the year.
Out in his suit
and then what happened second half of the year? Falls off a cliff.
I mean, five picks most games. No, at least three, which you've seen how a Heisman Trophy winner, number one pick in Jameis Winston, went his 5 years. I don't think he's that bad of a quarterback.
Who?
Jameis. But he throws into coverage too much. He forces things.
He makes bad decisions.
His 5 years.
How many?
His 5 years. Listen. I am a huge FSU hater.
Okay.
So this is already burning.
Okay.
Talking about this guy. But I think that most quarterbacks that come out of college don't get a fair shake. Anyway.
Yeah.
You get your few quarterbacks that do come out and get a fair shake in the NFL. I think he had a fair shake.
Oh, definitely.
He was given a football team. Mm-hmm. He was given an organization to run. Look, I just want to compare it.
What's
Arizona did the same thing 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 years in a row. One quarterback came in, switched the entire franchise around. I wouldn't say one quarterback and a coach.
Okay.
Cliff Kingsbury and Kyler Murray have completely turned around the Arizona Cardinals. We can really put I believe this is their year. When they went 1-15 and then the next year goes 6-12-1 or whatever they did, 7-8-1 or whatever it was they had.
Okay.
That's a turnaround. You know? And then your first game this season, you beat Super Bowl contenders with everybody there. Now remember, you know, it was the first game. It was Kyler Murray's first game too.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he beat Raheem, he beat Garoppolo, they beat San Francisco.
Yes.
Then they came in and they wiped the plate with Washington, which we all thought that was going to go down.
Mm-hmm.
So do you think Kyler Murray has had a better shake in the NFL than Jameis did?
No, he had the same shake as Jameis did.
Listen.
Exact same. It's just different talent.
People can put Mike Evans on that pedestal. You know what I'm saying? As a top-tier wide receiver, honestly.
Yeah, I'll give him that.
Deshaun Jackson, let's not knock his career at all.
Okay.
Let's not knock the, you know, 15 tutties or whatever it was. No. 1,500 yards Chris Godwin had. You know what I'm saying? Let's not knock the 5,000 yards that Jameis threw.
Okay.
Let's put that in another level in itself. How many quarterbacks you know right now throw for 5,000 yards a season? I can probably name one.
Patty?
Okay, two. Drew Brees is the other one.
Patty, yeah.
Drew Brees has thrown for 4,000 yards about 10 times out of his 20-year career, bro.
Mm-hmm.
That dude throws 4,000 all the time. He's hit 5,000 a bunch. You know what I'm saying? So to sit here and to – because I read something that Jameis Winston was a wash. He was a bust.
As of right now, I will agree with that sentiment.
As of right now, I don't.
I agree with this.
The man won eight games a season before.
Is he playing now?
No.
But
he's sitting behind one of the greats.
He's sitting behind two people right now.
Listen.
He's sitting behind Breeze and Hill.
One of the greats right now in Green Bay had to sit behind for 5 years.
Oh, yeah, I get that.
And wait his turn. People got to sit and wait, dude. Garoppolo sat and waited.
He had his turn, though. Jacoby
Brissett sat and waited. You know what I'm saying? A lot of these good quarterbacks have to sit and wait a few years until they get their shot. But Jameis had his.
Yeah.
Well, he was number one overall pick in the draft.
Okay, another one.
That's why he started off the bat.
Look at Teddy B.
Yes.
He's been bouncing around. Look at him now.
He hasn't had a fair shake, though.
I think he's had a fair shake.
Oh, my goodness.
He went 5-0 in New Orleans. No one said, hey, look at this guy.
Yeah.
Until now.
And then they had to sit him down because, like you said, Drew Brees came in and just took the sport away. He's not going
to
take
Teddy Bridgewater's knockout.
He was that.
Let's back up to his little knockout in Minnesota.
Yeah.
Where they busted his face to pieces.
And what was he doing in Minnesota? He was doing fairly well.
He was sleeping.
He was doing fairly well in Minnesota.
Snoring on the field, bro.
Because it's Minnesota. It's the Vikings.
I thought he was very impressive in Minnesota.
He
used that 5-0 record last year with New Orleans to get the big contract and a starting job in Carolina.
Yeah.
Would he have got a starting job without those five games?
Exactly.
I doubt it.
I don't think so.
I doubt it.
Nope. Yeah, I don't think so.
The talent's always there.
But I don't think he'd have got those five wins in a different organization.
That's true. with that offense that's and fair. Offensive coach, it helped him.
With that persistency, with it, he fair. Worked around the NFL. He got to an organization where he was able to still wear two gloves and throw a football, which is very, very weird for me. But
hey, if it works, don't fix it. If it don't broke, don't fix it.
Teddy two gloves. Yeah.
Teddy two gloves.
So
Teddy B.
Let's break this down a little more.
Okay.
Who's got a better rushing attack?
Who? What's the game we're talking about?
Tonight's game. Thursday.
Tonight's game. I would say Miami.
Man, they're both going with like backups, right?
You got James Robinson for the Jaguars that's doing pretty good. He's emerging as one of the top fantasy options you got to do. And then you got
so you got Miles Gaskin running in for the Dolphins.
Miles Gaskin, and you got Jordan Howard.
Jordan Howard, I think, started.
Howard's been a disappointment.
He's been a disappointment. That's a Bears fan, too. Like, you know, he used to play for the Bears. He was really good with the Bears, and then you didn't even see him in Philly.
So
when he was with them,
I want to say, have you guys watched Jacksonville's running attacks since Fournette's been gone?
Oh, this Robinson is the undrafted rookie, right? He is explosive.
He's been really good. Yeah. Robinson's very, 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 very talented. I think he's another good person to take up off the waiver wire. If he's there, he's gonna get a decent workload.
Especially today.
He's a top 20 running back tonight. This week in fantasy.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, he's a starter. Shark is think out. About that. He's a starter.
They're going to do something with what the Sharks being out. So
I think they could throw the ball to Robinson too a bit.
So honestly, I think Jacksonville's got a little edge in the run game.
Yes.
Who's got an edge in the passing game?
Oh, definitely Jacksonville.
Jacksonville?
Minshew mania, baby.
With no DJ Shark.
You still got Chenault.
DJ Shark, doo-doo-doo-doo.
You still got Chenault out there, who's another emerging rookie.
If anybody does not know,
Keelan Cole's
LaVisca Chenault is a monster. LaVisca Chenault is a monster. Hey, and Becker, remember I was talking to you.
Say that game again.
Remember I was talking to you before the season started? And I told you about that big boy wide receiver that Pittsburgh drafted? Remember? Chase Claypool?
Claypool from Notre Dame.
Bro, hit that 85-yard TD on
Did he push
Sunday?
Off on Ojemudia? He may have.
It is what it is, bro. I mean, he scored. It wasn't called. So, I mean, you could push. Nah.
Sure. Just hand fighting.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It is what it is. But class, dude. Class. I think this kid is talent. You know, great pickup if you got him.
Chenault, I think any other year he's a first rounder, except this
LaVisca?
Year because he was so deep with wideouts.
His size, his talent,
he's a first-round pick.
Speed.
And injuries, of course, scare teams off. So. But he's healthy now, and he is showing up. I mean, he's running dudes over. He's catching balls. He's doing it all. He can line up anywhere on the field, too.
Okay, so
they have a
Jacksonville's got the edge.
They have a decent secondary receiver core, too. They got D.D. Westbrook and Chris Conley, too. That was the second core, too. So you gotta
is this three-point spread a little short?
I would say.
I mean, am I wrong? Am I wrong for saying this three-point spread is a little low?
Hey, I take advantage of all the Vegas mistakes as
possible.
Oh,
trust me, I take all
the mistakes.
I'm jumping on some of these dumb opportunities too. Like 3 points, come on! I think Jacksonville's at least a touchdown favorite. No doubt.
Oh well, I'm not gonna give them that either.
You wouldn't give them 7 points.
I mean, I would.
If I made a sports book, put a line out. Jacksonville 7, 6.5.
I'd put it 5.5.
I put it about 5.5.
I'll take 6.5. Well, you got to beat me by a touchdown. You wouldn't take that tonight against a Fitzmagic who's very known for throwing.
It's still Jacksonville and Miami. Let's not hold horses. I mean, the mistakes will happen. You got to understand that the mistakes from both teams are going to happen. You just don't know.
Jacksonville's put up a good fight against both of their opponents.
I think so as well.
I'm a Colts fan. They beat them, which I was very upset about, and they've played two AFC East rivals in 2 weeks. You know, played them tough.
Played them real tough. So, yeah, I don't know. I'm still – these are two boneheaded teams. You know, they would be better if they played better. I mean, like Jacksonville at the end of the year, they was thinking that they were going to throw the season just so they can get that top draft pick. And the Dolphins are the Dolphins. Just nothing more to say. You know, the last three seasons I've seen of the Dolphins, it's just like, this is why y'all get the Thursday night game. Y'all don't get the prime time stuff. You know, you don't get the Monday night or the Sunday
minute
night.
Before we get out. Winners.
Oh, I got Jacksonville, and I think Tua could be. So we could see him next week. We could see him as soon as next week.
I thought we could see him tonight, dude. Hey, look. If the Dolphins are down, say
if they lose big to Jacksonville,
come on. The Dolphins are down, say 20 points. What do they have to lose?
Okay, I give you that.
I mean, what do they got to lose? Let's see him. Let's see what he can do. But I think they're more worried about his hip.
Yeah,
that's what I'm saying.
They don't want to ruin him.
I mean. Herbert looked good last week. Joe Burrow's looking promising through the first two.
But those
Tua being drafted number two, Second quarterback taken? He ain't looking too good right now.
Of course, we're not at practice. We're not seeing how he looks against first-team defense and all that. But for score tonight, I got Jacksonville in a high-scoring affair, 33-27.
Oh, I like that. I like that. I'm going to go Jacksonville to 28-14. I don't think it's going to be that
28-14?
28-14. It's going to be high, but not that
high. I got
high.
Jacksonville
48-0.
I'm going to
24-10.
24-10? Yeah, I don't think Miami does much.
You like that Dolphins tight end? He's their leading receiver.
Gusecki? Hey.
Yeah, he's
good
beating
fantasy
out,
tight end right now.
Devontae
buddy, but
Parker,
I mean,
yeah.
You going to run your whole offense on a fantasy tight end?
No. He ain't even that great of a fantasy tight end. I mean, he's a good choice.
He had a good week last week, but yeah, week one he was eh.
Mm. Yeah. It's magic.
We're going to take a quick break, guys. We'll be right back here on Inside the Huddle with more football updates coming up now, sports betting, and a little bit of bets, like different bets, gambling, all kinds of stuff, guys. This is Inside the Huddle on GoMileHigh.com, part of the Be On Air Network.
Taking a trip over to Tibet, you know, see the sights, climb a hill or two. But I remember, oh man, I got one guy out here who I actually know. So I give an old ringy dingy to the Lama.
What?
You know, the Dalai Lama, his laminescence, flowing robes, grace, bald, striking really. I says to the Lama, hey, you remember that round I caddied for you down in Shangri-La? Well, apparently some station out in Lakewood taped the whole thing.
Oh.
See, the Lama's a big hitter. Nailed two eagles in a row that day. Well, he says, what station could have possibly gotten all the way out to my sacred holy lands, the Shangri? I says it was none other than GoMileHigh.com, Lama. They got the best sports coverage in the state. The Lama actually tips me this time, 2-1. So he pretty much stiffed me again. But I got him hooked on GoMileHigh.com. So I got that going for me, which is nice.
That's great.
GoMileHigh.com.
Every day, across this country, hundreds of college radio stations take to the air, broadcasting music and programming that you won't hear anywhere else.
It's one of the last places where people can really be able to actually say what they want to say.
Without it, you wouldn't have a place for local artists to perform. Certain people need to have a chance, a fighting chance, and college radio is that place for it.
College radio changes the lives of those who are involved with it and can change those who listen to it too.
This is where we start out, you know, from getting all this great experience working in college radio. It makes you want to work in real radio.
College radio means finding yourself. It helped me find what I wanted to do in not only school, but in life.
So support college radio by continuing to listen to this station and supporting the students who make it happen. College radio, now, more than ever. A message brought to you by this station and the College Radio Foundation. For more information, please visit collegeradio.org.
What does it take to be on air? It's not just the personality, though it does help. It takes drive, creativity, passion, and the willingness to develop yourself and truly find what makes you special. At Go Mile High, students are given this chance to become something great. You never know. Someone you're hearing right now could be the next big thing, and you could be the first to know how it all started. So keep listening, because you never know what's next on GoMileHigh.com.
Hey, Colorado sports fans, you're listening to GoMileHigh.com, a student-operated station live from the Colorado Media School Studios here in Belmar, giving you a different perspective on all things current.
Stop torturing yourself, man! Live in the now!
So stay tuned to see what's coming up next on GoMileHigh.com, Colorado's sports lifestyle.
Showing!
Welcome back, Denver, to Inside the Huddle on GoMileHigh.com. We're part of the Be On Air Network. Guys, we got some sports betting, some, you know, all kinds of good stuff to put your money on. And
cha-ching.
I want to talk about some of those things with you guys today. What's up?
What you got in your book? Oh.
Yeah, that's it. What was it? What were you calling it? The bet book. Squirrel's bet book, right?
Squirrel's bet book. Where's what you got in that?
Book. Just revert to the book. That's all you got to do.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, this is Squirrel's little bet book. It's a blue book that I write down literally all
It's a blue-black book, huh?
No, it's literally a blue book that has all my bets.
Yeah, he got all his good bets and... Yeah, everything is crazy.
Yeah, it's got insider information. You can't let that. You got to keep a close eye on that.
You got to keep a close eye. I mean, that's like secret information, top secret. I'm trying to make money right there.
No, I absolutely. This is a lock and key, you know, in my back pocket at all times.
Lock and key, yeah. You got a chastity belt for it.
You want to touch the old bum, you're going to have to get the book. So
got the chastity belt for the
By the time that happens, you know, your head's already knocked off. But last night, guys, you know, sometimes this book can do you wrong. I'll tell you that right now. I went 3-7 last night in baseball bets. I took Cleveland, Boston, and Minnesota. Those were my wins last night. Didn't do too well. But the night before, I went 7-3, so I turned it around. You know, well, I didn't turn it around. I went down.
So you're 10-10 overall?
10-10 overall so far out of 2 days, guys. I started.
You don't have to worry about me going in that bet book there.
Big sports betting guy. I turned to baseball a little bit because – You know, I like betting on all sports. Mm-hmm. Everyone. I'm a big soccer bettor, as you guys know. I do a bunch of parlays, soccer parlays all the time. I've won a good bit of money doing soccer parlays. Football, I have a disease when it comes to betting football. Disease.
Like, you're not good at it?
Like, no, you should probably get that checked out.
It's just a bad habit.
I can get you the gambling addiction hotline.
Oh, yeah. No, that's on FanDuel Sportsbook. I look at it all the time. I stare at it, but it's like I can't dial those numbers, man. So
yeah, they're looking for you, man. They're looking for you.
They're looking for me.
So that's who they're targeting, yeah.
It's like you've been doing too many 50-cent bets, man.
I started doing a thing where I take each one of the baseball games. I do a $1 parlay on all the winners.
Mm-hmm.
You know, normally my payout's about $900 for an 11-team parlay, which is actually pretty good if you get them all right, which I don't ever get them all right. Most people won't ever. But then I go and I take all those winners and I put 25 cents a game on each one of those. So I know I'm going to win something each night.
Pretty much. I'm
not going to lose every game.
Balances out.
Honestly. You know, I mean, if you're that bad, you just really need to stop. You know, if you lose every baseball game, you're just not – You don't got it, buddy.
So what you got in the football games? What you got?
Tonight I would show you I would look at my phone, but my phone's up there doing its thing.
So I name them out. Like we already did. You already
FanDuel Sportsbook. You got FanDuel Sportsbook.
I don't have FanDuel Sportsbook. I'm not promoting them out. But I got the lines and everything.
Yeah,
so
run me through some of the lines.
So we got Bears Falcons. We got Bears Falcons. Atlanta is a 3-point favorite.
Atlanta's the 3-point favorite.
They're playing in Atlanta like it means anything. There's no home field advantage.
I'll take that with their high flying offense.
So you think Atlanta's going to go over the Bears?
I'll take Atlanta with 4. Yeah, at least.
You know, over under 47.
Over and under 47.
47 and a half.
That puts them at about 23 apiece with a split. Yeah. 29, 20, 24. I'll take that. I'll take the over.
You take the over? Okay. Yeah. All
right. I think Atlanta's defense obviously is crappy enough to give up 40 points. I think the Bears can.
I just think
Mitchie's going to put 40 on them.
No. Listen. I'm a Bears fan. I could not honestly believe Mitchell Trubisky threw 3 TDs in a game, let alone a quarter. So
and like in crunch time.
I'm a
too.
Bears fan, and I don't believe that Mitchell Trubisky threw a TD.
And so that's what I'm saying. I don't think he'll throw 3 TDs in a game ever again.
It might happen. I mean,
maybe not this year.
Though I mean, he's not throwing no bombs. Like I'll tell you that right now.
But I'll tell you, David Montgomery will get him one. Tariq Cohen, maybe. You know, is it Allen Robinson out there catching a football for him? Right?
He's disgruntled. He's disgruntled. They're not paying him.
I like that. Anthony Miller is an up and coming guy. Yeah, I was told to look out for him too.
You know, another Miller on the line, Scotty Miller. Check out Scotty Miller.
Scotty Miller.
He is Tom Brady's new.
That's here. That's here.
Julian Edelman.
What do you got for that game for the Buccaneers and Broncos? The line is six.
Six and a half?
No, six.
The line is six?
Six Buccaneers.
That's weird. What?
$6. Buccaneers.
Really? They left it at six and not six and a half?
43 over and under.
On Yahoo, I'm seeing 6.5.
Okay. They're going to change it.
They probably change it.
They don't normally leave it as a normal number unless it's an odd number.
where you can. It's hard to win by like five or something.
Right.
So six.
Over at a 43.
The over and under, I think, will get hit as an over. But the spread's gonna be a lot bigger than six, I think.
Yeah, I mean Jeff Driskel. You know, I definitely wouldn't bet on that guy.
Honestly,
Tampa Bay offense is starting to gel even more and more every single week.
Me?
No,
got Blake Bortles now, baby. Come on, we got Blake Bortles now.
Is Bortles not gonna start over?
No, but he won't start this Sunday. I mean, he's got to pass all the COVID protocols and everything. He's got to learn the playbook. He's got so many hurdles to get
Bortles
through
goes from
before
a
he gets on the field.
He goes from a 13-3 team.
Bortles learn a playbook.
Bortles goes from a 13-3 team in Jacksonville, almost winning a Super Bowl, to a 3-13 Jacksonville team where he got sold to L.A. for dirt cheap. Now he comes over to play for the Broncos for what? What was it? Just over $1 million?
Yeah, he couldn't even get on a team to start the year.
He was sitting on the couch earlier. Now he's
so,
playing. He's in.
And then he has, which I'm very upset at the commentators the other night for the Bronco game, saying that Jeff Driskel went to Wyoming State or wherever the heck, because he graduated from the University of Florida.
Yeah, played baseball there,
ladies
too.
Ladies and gentlemen, Apopka High School graduate. I watched him in high school. So
I heard him and Bortles were actually high school rivals
down
in
Florida. They were high school rivals, dude. Blake Bortles played Central Florida, UCF, and, yeah, Jeff Driskel played two years before at University of Florida.
Like even in their high school days,
yeah.
They would
one
compete.
Was at Apopka, one was Osceola.
Yeah,
high school.
In Orlando.
Both in Orlando. That's absolutely right. So to see Bortles just not really getting the work in, I mean that man can throw the football.
Blake Bortles.
That's all he can do.
He
can
do it
accurately? That's the problem.
No, I didn't say it was accurate.
Throw the football
to
his team and the other team.
I said he can throw it.
He can throw it. I mean, I can throw the football.
But
it won't be accurate.
Was this the best option?
I mean, that's
his only option.
Yeah, that's what Broncos like. He checks all the boxes as far as, you know, big arm talent.
What boxes? I want
to
hear
the boxes that Elway likes to when he takes in considering bringing in a quarterback. He's got to be tall. He's got to have arm talent. He's got to have accuracy issues. And he's got to have poor decision making. And he has all those things.
He's got to be inconsistent. He can't really play football. We just need a scrub. We got to find a scrub. We found him. Boy, oh boy. Gardner Minshew took the job from Blake Bortles. He took the job from Nick Foles. And now it's his Jacksonville team. And good Lord, Blake Bortles is out here trying to fight for a job.
Yeah, I see. I mean, what you got for the Rams Bills, man? And the Rams Bills.
Boy, I'll tell you what. Other than
this game of the week, arguably.
I was about to say that. And was it Seattle and
Dallas?
Dallas.
I think that could be a potential game of the week.
No, actually, the game of the week's Monday night. Who am I kidding?
Yeah, no,
where
no,
are
no,
we kidding?
Say, no.
Know that's the game.
Yeah.
Monday night's definitely the game of the week, which we are going to talk about in the last seg here. Which you said the Bills and
Rams.
Yeah, a couple 2-0 teams
Jared Goff's
playing
looking
well.
Good, man. Jared Goff's actually looking like he's worth $30 million again.
Yeah.
But Josh Allen, man.
Josh Allen's looking like he's worth 40. Like,
yeah, he is. Maybe
400 yards, 4 TDs, no picks.
Yeah, he's
last
at
last game. I mean, yes, it is. It is Miami, but still, you know how hard it is to throw 4 TDs and no picks. You know what I mean?
Yeah, he's at 6 TDs this year.
Yeah. So it's
730 yards, 729 actually, but 730. Yeah.
I like the Bills.
You like the Bills?
I like by like maybe 5 points, 6 points.
The line is Buffalo 2.5.
Buffalo 2.5.
Yeah, under. Over.
Over?
Yeah, wow. And then the over under is 47. Rams are 2.5 underdog.
I'm gonna take the cover.
You gonna take the cover the Rams with the
I'm
2.5?
I'm gonna take the Rams with the 2.5 points.
2.5 points?
Ooh. Because no, I'm gonna take the Bills.
The Bills.
The Bills are gonna win. So that's why I would take the cover, because I know that the Bills are gonna win by more than it doesn't matter. You said the Rams are favored.
Bills by 2.5.
Bills are going to win by like 5-6.
Yeah, and they got a number one receiver in Diggs. Smokey Brown's killing it. He's scoring every single week.
Yeah.
Big play guy. I like the Bills.
The Bills do. I like the Bills too. I mean, the receiver core is there. Stephon Diggs was a definite definite grab for them, and he is living up to his hype. You got a good running back core with Zach Moss and Mike Singletary, and I can't go over it. Like Josh Brown, Josh Allen is definitely like playing MVP caliber football.
Yeah,
he is. I can't
truck that Dolphins defender last week too.
Oh yeah, he's just like he's trying to get out his name out there. He's like a underscore, but I like it.
Yeah, it's a lot of mystery, honestly, of how people are gonna play, people are gonna do this year, and we're starting to see things shape up and come together. And actually have a decent football season. We're going to take a quick break, guys. We're going to be back with our Monday Night Football big time.
Game of the week.
Game of the week. And I just want to tell everybody that more than likely the things that are going to happen in this game, you're not going to see the rest of the season. So, when we come back, guys, Baltimore Chiefs game of the year, can we say. This is Inside the Huddle on GoMileHigh.com, a part of the Be On Air Network.
Taking a trip over to Tibet, see the sights, climb a hill or two. But I remember, oh man, I got one guy out here who I actually know. So I give an old ringy dingy to the Lama.
What?
The Dalai Lama, his laminescence, flowing robes, grace, bald, striking really. I says to the Lama, hey, you remember that round I caddied for you down in Shangri-La? Well, apparently some station out in Lakewood taped the whole thing.
Oh.
See, the Lama's a big hitter. Nailed two eagles in a row that day. Well, he says, what station could have possibly gotten all the way out to my sacred holy lands, the Shangri? I says it was none other than GoMileHigh.com, Lama.
Uh-huh.
They got the best sports coverage in the state. The Lama actually tips me this time, 2-1. So he pretty much stiffed me again. But I got him hooked on GoMileHigh.com. So I got that going for me, which is nice.
That's great.
GoMileHigh.com.
Every day, across this country, hundreds of college radio stations take to the air, broadcasting music and programming that you won't hear anywhere else.
It's one of the last places where people can really be able to actually say what they want to say.
Without it, you wouldn't have a place for local artists to perform. Certain people need to have a chance, a fighting chance, and college radio is that place for it.
College radio changes the lives of those who are involved with it and can change those who listen to it too.
This is where we start out, from getting all this great experience working in college radio. It makes you want to work in real radio.
College radio means finding yourself. It helped me find what I wanted to do in not only school, but in life.
So support college radio by continuing to listen to this station and supporting the students who make it happen. College radio, now, more than ever. A message brought to you by this station and the College Radio Foundation. For more information, please visit collegeradio.org.
What does it take to be on air? It's not just the personality, though it does help. It takes drive, creativity, passion, and the willingness to develop yourself and truly find what makes you special. At Go Mile High, students are given this chance to become something great. You never know. Someone you're hearing right now could be the next big thing, and you could be the first to know how it all started. So keep listening, because you never know what's next on GoMileHigh.com. Hey, Colorado sports fans, you're listening to GoMileHigh.com, a student-operated station live from the Colorado Media School Studios here in Belmar, giving you a different perspective on all things current.
Stop torching yourself, man! Live in the now!
So stay tuned to see what's coming up next on GoMileHigh.com, Colorado's sports lifestyle.
Showing!
Welcome back, Denver, to Inside the Huddle on GoMileHigh.com, a part of the Be On Air Network. still with me is Mr. Roddy and Mr. Becker. How are we doing today, guys?
We got it, man. Monday Night Football. Let's talk about this game of the week, man.
Listen, listen, listen. There ain't no game of the week, man. This could end up being game of the year.
No, that's easy. Yeah, easy.
Game of the decade.
Mm-hmm.
Game of the century.
It's kind
of
got that feel. Remember that Rams-Chiefs on Monday night a couple years ago?
Mm-hmm.
This could be AFC Championship right here.
I think it will.
Yeah, the AFC Championship.
Well,
in the AFC, Kansas City, Baltimore, and everyone else.
Well, yeah. Honestly, there's two teams that are in a league of their own at the moment, and Kansas City and Baltimore are in that stature.
Yeah.
Where no matter the team that walks onto that field, they're gonna be upset to play either one, especially at home.
There can only be one.
You don't want to see Kansas City at home. I can tell you that right now.
I don't even think home field matters right now.
No, it doesn't. But I can guarantee you right now, Lamar Jackson and company are counting their blessings that they don't have to play this in Arrowhead Stadium,
so this is kind of just
with 90,000 screaming their lights away.
Right.
Or is it 90? What is it?
I don't think it's that high.
65, something like that?
65, 70? Something, yeah.
Still, it's loud.
It's close to 80.
Whatever, it's loud. It's loud. It's one of the bigger ones. One of the biggest stadiums.
Right, Arrowhead.
One of the loudest to really...
But they're playing in Baltimore, though.
Right, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah, so.
They're counting their blessings that this isn't in Kansas City and there's no fans.
But like Roddy was saying, is there a true home field advantage either way? I don't think so. When you're pinned deep in your own territory, or is anyone going to be screaming, stomping their feet? Probably not.
No, I mean, not right now. No.
Is Baltimore allowing M&T Bank Stadium allowing fans? Or
not sure.
7.5%.
7.5%, so you probably got.
Did you hear some of the ticket prices for the Broncos game?
Oh, I saw some of that. Close to $1,000.
$1,300.
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness.
To see what? As Josh said, Jeff Driscoll.
For a week 3 game.
You're going to see
Tom
Brady.
I'm paying. Yeah. No, That's exactly what you're getting. You're going to see Tom Brady with Mike Evans and all the boys play.
with five people in the stands.
They ain't worried about paying Jeff Driscoll, Von Miller. Come on.
It's crazy. But the Chiefs-Ravens, I'm like, out of all the games of the week, I am really excited to see this one. I don't know. I'm ready to see Pat Mahomie, versus Lamar Jackson. This is going to be a duel. This is definitely going to be a duel.
$500 million man.
Yeah, $500 million man.
What does $500 million get you? What do you?
Can get an island with that.
You two, you both own the Chiefs. What do you want for $500 million?
I want at least 4 Super Bowls out of 10 years.
You want 4.
At least 4.
Yeah, $500 million. You want to be in that category with Dallas and San Francisco and Green Bay and Pittsburgh, and you want
I want dynasty. I want a dynasty. I at least want to be in the Super Bowl conversation or in the Super Bowl once every other year.
2 years down. Excuse me. 3. This is Patty's third, right?
Yeah.
3 years down. 1 Super Bowl. 2 AFC championships.
1 MVP.
He's earned it.
Does he got Tom Brady's legacy in him?
Oh, 100%.
Yeah.
I think he's got more talent than Tom Brady, too.
Oh, way more
and a
talent.
Better offensive coach.
Way more talent than Tom.
So you think
he can run?
Okay, so you said better offense.
That's it, right there. He can run.
Better overall, coach.
Not overall, but as far as offense, if we're talking about numbers here, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. He's Andy Reid is as dynamic of a play caller as there is.
Damn show dynamic, as a very good offensive play caller. You know, I loved when Chip Kelly came in because I watched him in Oregon. Boy, and did he love to.
Speed
it
up.
Spread the ball around. Beat it up.
Play fast.
60 points a game. Don't stop scoring. And he came to the NFL, and that just didn't work.
No.
You know, it's just not how.
It wasn't he trying to practice, like, all crazy, too?
And isn't it crazy to see coaches, you know, really try to develop, become an NFL coach, and just really not transfer? You know, I think Cliff Kingsbury has transferred very well. A lot of coaches you don't see do that, you know? Look at one of the best, Pete Carroll.
Yeah.
Come from USC, talented organization, doing it, everything. Says, hey, I'll go to the NFL. Everyone gave him grief. You're not going to do nothing. Because you know what? Probably the greatest college coach of all time in Nick Saban was one of the worst NFL coaches in history.
And Pete Carroll was terrible the first time around, too.
First, like, 2 or 3 years. Yeah, the first time around, he was terrible. Came back. First 2 years, struggled a little bit. Got himself Russell Wilson.
Mm-hmm.
Turn that franchise around.
And the Legion of Boom.
Let's see, but you, yeah, it's kind of unfair to go ahead and like pick the college coach and stuff like that. You use, I mean, because like you said, Nick Saban came to the NFL and just bombed. And
he was at Washington.
Again, you, I mean, like Nick Saban is a coach to players.
Nick Saban went to the Redskins.
No, he went to the Dolphins.
Dolphins.
Again. Again, yeah, like he's a coach to players. He's a coach of players. Where Pete Carroll is a player's coach, which is what you kind of need to be in the NFL. You're not going to be telling, you know, people. You, are you going to be telling Pat Mahomes like, I just paid you $500 million. You need to be here on time. No, I mean,
You'd
be here. He's going to say, hey, the practice starts at 12.
$500 million.
I hope that you get here on time.
$500 million. You better not be a minute late.
500. I mean, yeah. I mean, I'll find you. That's all you can do. But
I better
I'm not
watch
gonna,
every $5 million working at every minute.
I get that, but you're gonna. I mean, he's still the golden boy. So I mean, just like you're not gonna find Tom Brady. You know, he's gonna work that offense. He's gonna tell everybody. You know, okay. There's nothing a coach can tell Tom Brady. I don't think all an right. offense. You really think? the offensive coordinator for the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, the old quarterback for the Jacksonville
Giants. Oh, Byron Leftwich.
Brian Leftwich is actually telling Tom Brady any guidance right now. You honestly believe that?
No, but I bet Tom Brady's listening to him.
Nah, I don't think that. He's probably
Tom
teaching
Brady
him some stuff.
As a professional player, I can guarantee you is listening to his coach. Even though
I know this audible's going in a huddle.
Even though we know Byron Leftwich was not as good as a quarterback as Tom Brady was, but the knowledge that Byron has,
oh yeah,
still would resonate with Tom Brady. You know what I'm saying?
I mean, he'll give him like, okay, they rushing on this side. You know, you might want to be careful. Hey, this guy's wide open.
Because honestly, think about
it. You give the tendencies, and that's all you can do.
All quarterbacks see things differently.
I get that.
Would you not love to pick the brain of Peyton Manning?
Oh, yeah. I'm sure Leftwich, he's helping them. They're working together. Yeah, they're talking about how should we attack defenses,
and
stuff like that.
What's better to have an offensive coordinator as a previous NFL quarterback, bro?
Look at he's Dallas. Been in their shoes.
I think Dallas has got one of the best offensive play callers
Kellen Moore.
The game. Kellen Moore, one of the greatest left-handed college quarterbacks of all time.
Boise State.
Boise State, baby. Dude, tearing them up. Barely missed passes. Knew how to throw. Knew how to get. He just didn't transfer to a NFL quarterback very much. So, what did he do? Started calling plays. And I think who better to call plays than an actual play caller?
Right.
You know, and a quarterback who makes the decision every day. Hey, is this play going to work with this coverage? They know that. They know things that are different. So, with that being said, who is a better play caller? Lamar or Patty?
Pat Mahomes.
Mahomes. I see Jackson doing a lot of off-script stuff, a lot of improvising, right. A lot of stuff on the fly, just using his athletic ability.
So Patty Mahomes is a better thrower.
Yes. Oh, 100%.
Well, Lamar's got a deeper arm, I'll tell you
He's
that.
Got a deeper arm, yeah.
A stronger arm.
Mahomes have more accurate arm, though.
More accurate.
I mean, if Jackson Lamar didn't have his legs, good would he be?
But you got to understand, you know, Kansas City has the better receivers. I mean, you look at Baltimore, you got Snead, you got
Malcolm.
You
Hollywood.
Hollywood.
Yeah, Hollywood.
Oh, Mark Andrews is a huge part
of
the passing game.
Don't forget about the Beast.
And then in Kansas City.
But I think they have an edge in the run game in that backfield. Mark Ingram, J.K. Dobbins, Gus Edwards.
Don't forget about the Fresh Prince of Hell-Air. Fresh Prince of Hell-Air of the Chiefs.
But
this
kid
is pretty good.
That's one.
Well, I mean, great offensive lines, both of the teams.
Yeah, if CEH goes down, they don't have much for the backfield.
Yeah, true.
Williams is still there, isn't he?
Yeah, but
both Williams are both there, but one is questionable.
CEH took over that backfield like that, with the, really? You think both of the Williams brothers are even worth it? Honestly, looking at a rookie coming into a Super Bowl champion team,
I mean,
and starting as a running back in the first game, that's pretty hard to do, bro.
I mean, Damian Williams didn't have a bad season last year.
No, he almost won Super Bowl MVP.
Yeah, he didn't.
He was quiet all season until the playoffs. Yeah,
but that's where I need you to be, like, loud, you know, and right there during the playoffs. I mean, come on. He didn't have too
honestly,
bad of a season.
Damian Williams won him that Super Bowl.
Yeah.
Let's be real.
Yeah.
That Super Bowl should have been over. San Francisco had that in the bag.
Mm.
So here comes Damian Williams with 4 minutes left, running a 45-yard touchdown that nobody thought. Game over.
So who you got for Monday night?
I'm taking Lamar Jackson. I'm taking the athleticism of Lamar Jackson and the Baltimore defense.
over Patty Mahomes. Hey, look, I watched what the Chargers secondary did to Patty Mahomes.
Yeah.
And it's a little shaky at the moment, and he struggled. Let's be honest. Patty Mahomes struggled with that secondary. Yeah,
they got some players in that Chargers secondary.
And Baltimore secondary, you're going to make no mistakes.
Right. I like Baltimore here, too.
Yeah. It's a close one. Baltimore's not going to do nothing crazy. Three points.
I'm gonna actually go against both of y'all and say a tie. I don't think we're going to go overtime. We're going to do a tie here.
Right.
I'm going to put $1 on that, see if I can win $1,000. I think both of these are strong-willed teams.
You're going to put $1 on a tie?
I think it's going to be 1,000-1 odds. So, yeah.
They got to go, what, 3 overtimes to tie?
No, just one.
Just one.
Is it just one nowadays?
Just one.
It was 3 a few years ago.
No, just one.
Not in the NFL, man.
NFL, just one.
Oh, my bad. My college.
I'm
going
to go for the tie. This one.
Three overtimes in college.
It's way too close to call. Yeah. I think it should be an even.
I was just seeing this. 13 consecutive games, Ravens have allowed 21 points or fewer.
Yeah.
Yeah, but
NFL's longest
Chiefs just gave up 20 points to the Chargers.
This is that unstoppable force.
That the Bengals only gave up 13.
I mean, they didn't have any tape whatsoever on Herbert. Hadn't done any film study on him. Now there will be. Now there's tape. Now there's film.
Okay.
That he doesn't do as well.
Chargers gave up, 13? Or Bengals gave up 13 points to the Chargers. What happened there?
They missed a field goal at the end.
Right.
Yeah.
But still, they only gave up 16. You see what I'm saying with the defense?
Yeah.
Kansas City secondary is pretty shaky. It gets shaky every now and again. Their linebacking core gets a little shaky. You know, if Kansas City gets down, this game's over. If Kansas City doesn't sit here and hold on with Lamar right now, with Lamar throwing 4 TDs a game, bro.
We like the Ravens. Roddy likes a tie.
I like the tie. I like the tie.
Roddy's going to lose his money.
$1, yes. Okay, but if I hit the tie, that's $1,000. I'm a genius if it hits
38,
the tie.
38-35, Lamar.
Ooh. Points aplenty, huh?
It's not like their defenses are top notch, either one of them. So,
Baltimore's?
Top five defense.
I like that rookie they got in the first round, too, Patrick Queen at LSU. He's
great,
balling.
Great talent. I got Lamar Jackson and the boys, dude. Lamar runs for 2.
Yeah, I can see that.
He runs for 2 and throws for 2.
I just say
absolutely
28-28.
That's all me. Right. I'll go 30-24 Baltimore.
28-28 for me.
I'll tell you what, guys, you've heard it right here on GoMileHigh.com. This was Inside the Huddle, and we will be back next Tuesday with another episode here on GoMileHigh.com, and part of the Be On Air Network.
I'm taking a trip over to Tibet, see the sights, climb a hill or two. But I remember, oh man, I got one guy out here.